Okay, go. Today's daf is daf Samach. We're holding on the Mishnah on Nun Tet Amud Beit, which we will learn today after listening to a rousing. Nazir Shayata Mei Besafeku Muklat Besafek. So getting now back to the case that we had discussed earlier, in which you have over here a Tomei and Muklat and a Nazirus of Vadei that he's got to keep for his Tara, but he's not Vadei Tomei and he's not Vadei Muklat. So the deal over here is he's Ochel Bekotchim Achashishim Yom. You will recall, we'll go through the whole explanation in the Gemara at last. And we'll also finally get to what karbanos you bring, which we never spoke about. How in the world do you handle the karbanos problem over here? We just spoke about the question in the context of Rav Chista earlier about whether you can count the days at all towards your Naziris. That's why we had brought this in completely agav. And it wasn't even the mission that we brought. It was the bright about the Shana, which we'll have again. But this time we're going to go into it in detail. But in any event, after 60 days, he's Ochel Bekotchim, and after now, another 60 days, a total of 120 days, he would be Shotei Yayin, Umetameh Lemetim, Achar Me'ah Ve'Esrim Yom. Now, what is the basis of all of this? Once again, let us review what the issues are, because if we get those issues down pat, then the complexity of the sugya won't bother us. It's not really complicated, it's just using a lot of data. So we need to get our Ikar Halachas clear. Remember that the normal Seder of the Nazir would be that at the end of Shloshim Yom, assuming it's a Stam Nazirut, he would, assuming he's Tahor and everything's fine, he would bring three Korbanot, do his Tiglachat. And the three Korbanot that he would bring would be a Korban Ola, a Korban Chatas, and an El Nazir. So we would have a Kesef for the Ola, Kisbah for the Chatas, and an Ayel for a Shlami. That would be the norm. Suppose he was a Nazir Tamei. So as a Nazir Tamei, he would be mit Taher, which takes him 7 days, because he needs Azayash v'shivishvi. He then does a Tiglachat of Torah, and then on the 8th day, he now is able to bring Korbanot. But let's clarify, the Korbanot that he's bringing are special Korbanot that are there not for Torah, because there's no din of Mechusar Kippurim on a Tamei Meit. He brings Korbanot in order to restart his Nazirut. The korbanot that he brings is a korban chata sa'of, an ola sa'of, and an ashan. Okay, that's all to take care of his tum'ah. Then he restarts now, doing his 30 days of the nazir tahara. So far, so good? And his ashan. Ashan nazir. That's an ashan nazir tummy. Now, we have another problem here. Our other problem is that it's a mitzora has also a Seder Tahara. The Seder Tahara of the Mitzorah is that he does a Tiglachat on the day that he became Tahar. He then brings two Tziporim. Those two Tziporim are a very special korban. They're not really a korban. One of them is shechted, the other one is dipped into the blood of the one that shechted. It's not even done in the Beit HaMikdash. And it's thrown out now outside of the city. There's no problem with Chulun Bazora, no problem of doing it Mitzad HaSafek. On the 7th day, he does another Tiglachat. And after doing that tiglachat, he is ready now on the 8th day to bring korbanot. These korbanot, in fact, are for tuma, because a mitzora is a mechusar kippurim. So until he brings his korban on his 8th day, he is not allowed to eat kosher. Those are the ikar dinim. Now, when he completes his tahora, so now he has to bring the korbanot of a mitzora. Yeah, those are real korbanot. Those are not these little tziporim. There he runs into trouble. Because if he's an oshir, then he's got to bring korbanos that are behema. Korbanos are behema, he can't bring mitzad asafik. The chartas, he can't bring mitzad asafik. An asher mitzera, he can't bring mitzad asafik. However, if he's an oni, this chartas gets turned into two birds. As we mentioned before, why every chartas behema gets turned into two birds, a chartas and an oila. So he brings a cane, which is an oila sa'if, and a chartas sa'if. If he's got a safik, in any case, please remember the klolim of a safik. You cannot mitzad hasafek bring a korban into the Beit HaMikdash and put it on the mizbeach. Unless there's only one korban that you can. The korban that you can is a chatas ha'of. And the reason that a chatas ha'of can be brought in this way is because none of it goes on the mizbeach. So there's no problem of avat chulin ma'azara. Of course, what would normally be eaten of that chatas can't be eaten because it may just be an avela. You're doing a malika on it, and besides it's brought, blood was brought in the mizbeach, there's a machlokas in Temura, whether it's halach l'kfura, or whether it's halach l'sreif. Now, we now know what is available. There are ways to bring karbanas that could also be brought anyway as a nadava. Because what you can do is you can make a condition. You can say, if I'm chayav this karban, let it be my chayav. If I'm not chayav this karban, I do hereby donate this karban. So that means wherever you've got an ola, since the ola is donatable, you could really donate it. The problem over here, a shlomim is also donatable. So l'chora, where you've got a suffix, if a nazir owes a shlomim, he ought to be able to bring his el nazir the same amount of shah. The reason that we don't do that is either because the rabban Tosfos learns is because the rabban are not mechayev you to bring a shlomim, which anyway is not ma'akev, bitzad ha-safek. Others say bepashtas, that the point is that you cannot bring an el nazir, because an el nazir is unique in that the ayil, the Yisra b'sheila of the ayil, is also included in the tenufa and so on, which is not normally the case. Zroa has no meaning to any other shlomim. Plus, we need to bring the lechem, which is also munaf, which a normal shlomim is not, doesn't have lechem. So therefore, the el nazir also might be left out. Further data on this. If one is doing a tiglachas towards tzara'at, that tiglachat is not applicable towards nazirut of any kind. Towards the tiglachat of a nazir tameh, or towards the tiglachat of a nazir tahar. Why that's the case, we will see in the Gemara, but that's a given. Another point. If a nazir is only a suffix mitzera, he's in much bigger trouble than if he's a vadai mitzera. Because we learned earlier this week that a tiglachat for tzara'at is doche naziris. Remember we had the extra rosha. Rosha comes to tell me that not only are you supposed to be over the iser of shaving your peyot and your beard in cases of the tzara'at, but also if you're a nazir, where it's tar lo yavor al rosho, in this case you're going to have to be over on the tar lo yavor al rosho. That's only, however, if you know that you're a mitzvah. But if you don't know if you're a mitzvah, you certainly cannot be doche your nazirut for a suffix tzara'at. Therefore, in order to do your tiglachat, you're going to have to wait until you complete what may be a real nazirut. So you can only do your first tiglachat after 30 days. Then normally you would do 7 days later your second tiglachat, but you can't. Because in this case, if you were a mitzvah, you weren't a nazir. So now, I mean, we have the additional problem. If you weren't a mitzvah, maybe nazir tuma. So your first nazirus may have simply clicked as your nazirus tuma. You may be now a full nazir tar. Here we have a double suffix. You may be a mitzvah and you may be a nazir tuma. Right? Suffix tuma is suffix muchlat. Okay, so it's all very nice to say, okay, I finished my 30 days. I now did my tiglachat. On the next 7 days later, I can do my next tiglachat. Wait a second. What do you mean? But what happens if you weren't a mitzera at all? What happens if you were a nazir tame? What are you now? Well, you finished your nazir tame stint at the end of the first 30 days. Your tiglachat was towards your nazirut tame, right? Now, for the first time, you're a nazir tahar. Uh-oh. How can you do a tiglachat mitzad ha-suffix 7 days later in the middle of your nazirut taharah? So you're going to have to wait another 30 days in order to be able to complete the second tiglachat of the nazir, of the mitzorah, because it may be the tiglachat of a nazir. So you can't complete your tzorat, your suffix tzorat, until the end of 30 days anyway. 60 days, the next 30 days. So if your first 30 days allowed you to do the first tiglachat of the mitzorah, the second suffix mitzorah, the second 30 days allowed you to do the second tiglachat of the suffix mitzorah, now you can bring the korban, now you can eat kutch. Because there's no problem if you need kutchim, you already were mitzahar. That wasn't your problem, but being a nazir tummy mate. You got that zoya shlishi mishvi, you went to the mikveh. That's not a problem. That's irregardless of your tzarat, you could be mitzahar from tumat mate. Doesn't mean you can restart your nizirut, because you have to complete your tzarat before you could complete your nizirut. So therefore, in this case, the first 60 days, the Mishnah is saying, is dedicated to get you into position to start keeping your nizirut. Okay. Can you keep your nizirut? No. Because if you were a nazir, if you were a mitzorah, which you're not sure about, you just completed your tzorat. A mitzorah cannot be a nazir. Now you start your nazirut. Okay, which nazirut? Oh, well, you might be tameh. You might just now be starting your nazirut tumah. So what are you going to do for your nazirut of tumah? You'll say, well, okay, good. So, shlishi mishvi, okay, I need 7 days. I mean, we know that there's that din, that you still need 7 days of hair growth. It was nitma on that day. Okay, I'll wait 7 days. No, sir, you will not wait 7 days. Because what if you weren't a nazir tameh? But you were a mitzera. So now this is your nazirut tahara. You can't do a tiglachat on a suffix in the middle of your nazirus. I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait another 30 days because only at the end of those 30 days can you go ahead and do the tiglachat of the nazirus tumah. Okay, you wait another 30 days. It's now 90 days. And now you go ahead and you do your tiglachat. So now I'm okay, right? No, now you're not okay. Because in the event that you were both a mitzora and a nazir tameh, you just completed after 60 days your tzaraat, you started your nazirut tumah, and only now, for the first time after the third tiglachat, can you be absolutely certain that you're at last 100% starting your nazirut Torah. So only after 120 days would you be able to be certain that you completed your nazirut, and now go ahead and have that cup of wine that you've been staring at for the past 4 months. Okay? That's what the Mishnah is saying in the first part. But all of this is based, says the Mishnah, on the fact, shetiglachat ha-nega, doche tiglachat ha-nazir. It's true that normally a nega would allow you, as we saw from the pasuk, would allow you to go ahead and do a tiglachat for your nazirut in the middle of a nazirut. But that's only if you know that you have a nega. But in this case, it's a suffix. So therefore, it's bismanchu vadai, only if you're certain that you're a mitzora. Alva bismanchu is a fake, where one is not certain of that, eno doche. So you have to wait, therefore, 30 days until even the first of the actions that you take towards becoming Torah for mitzora. Tana, and we'll recall this brayta earlier, because this brayta was central in the proof that Rav Chisda was wrong earlier about counting days towards a nazirut, even though they were in the middle of Yemei Sforo. Tana, so the brayta said, Bamed Varmamur, when do we say all of this? Benazirut Muetet. Only where the Nazirut itself was a typical Nazirut, the Stam Nazirut of 30 days. Aval Benazirut Batshana. Let's take, for example, a Nazirut of a year. You would have to do this entire process and each time wait the entire period of the possible Nazirut in order to make the next Tiglachat, in which case we would have to have each one of these gaps being a full year, not 30 days, which means that it will take you 4 years, not four periods of 30 days, in order to be certain that you finished your Nazirut. And it was from there that we learned that since even the third period is a full year, rather than only 30 days towards hair growth, that you really weren't able to count any of the previous days at all towards your Nazirut, remember? But in any event, we see from here that each one of these periods is kept entirely. There's no way to utilize days that were kept mitzad asafek during the other period towards your Nazirut Torah, and you would now require 2 years to be able to eat kachin, because it would take you 2 years to finish the 7 days. Since you can't do the first tiglachat of the mitzvah until the end of the first year, you can't do the second tiglachat of the mitzvah, which was really supposed to be 7 days later, you can't do it until the second period of a year to make sure that you're not violating a nazirut. So therefore, it takes you now 2 years in order for you to be able to eat kachim. So ocha b'kachim l'akashtei shanim, v'shote yayinu mitameh l'mitin l'akar arba shanim. You now have another 2 years, which will be equivalent to the second 60 days, 30 days and 30 days, here you've got a year and a year, to make sure 1 year is there, because if you were a mitzera, you now may be a nazir tar, but you may be a nazir tameh. But you can't do the giluach for your nazir's tuma until you're absolutely certain that you're not violating a nazir's tira, because the nazir's tuma was only a suffix. So you're going to have to wait the whole year to complete a possible nazir's tira in order to do a haircut that you could have really done seven days after the previous one. Okay? Too bad. Now, v'tani Allah. The Braita now clarifies, before I continue, I want to make sure that all of these things are very, very clear, so that they're almost iconized in your mind, like we did in Yevamos, and you don't think them through each time. If you think them through, you're going to go bananas with the upcoming case. It's a simple icon. You now see clearly why it is that where you've got a dual suffix of Tzaras and Tuma, you're always going to be running into these problems. You don't have to think about this any more than you have to think about what a cousin is. A cousin is a cousin in Yevamos. A cousin is not, gosh, what is a cousin anyway? Don't even try. Same thing over here. You now know why it is you're bringing your kabbalas. Don't try to work it out. Our minds are not meant to think about things. They're meant to see things. So let's look at it. Now, what about the problem of the karbanot? We didn't say what to do about the karbanot. Okay, karbanot gets a little complicated because on each one of these four times, we're going to be dealing with different levels of sfekot, right? So let's take a look now at what you do. Migaleach arba tiglachayot. So, as we saw, we have four haircuts that we're talking about here. The tiglachat rishona. Okay, what do you do the first time? Let's think. What would we say that you would do? Your tiglachat rishona, what might it be after the first 30 days? Well, it might be the first tiglachat of the mitzorah, right? Okay, in the event that it's the first tiglachat of the mitzorah, you need to bring those little birdies. Not the ones that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash, but the ones that you shecht one on Mayim HaChayim, you dip the other one in. Okay, you're going to have to take care of that problem. That's for sure. Okay. So let's set aside those two little birdies. That's not, I say birdies as opposed to Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nai Yonah, because they're birdies. They're not B'nai Torim. They're not B'nai Yonah or Torim. Tziporim. Okay, so you got to do that. Now, you might not be a Mitzvah, but you might be Nazir Tomei. Uh-oh. If you're Nazir Tomei, then this is the Tiglacha that you're doing for your Tumah. You have to also bring a carbon. What's the carbon that you bring for your Tumah again? A Chata Sa'of, an Ola Sa'of, and an Osher. You can't bring the Asham because you can't bring a behema because it's a suffix of Chulin Ma'azor. You can't bring a behema mitzad a suffix. However, only one of these karbonot are ma'akev you, so bring one of them. Which one can be brought? You could bring your chata sa'ov, which is what you need your chata sa'ov. Actually, I shouldn't say anyone. So your chatas, you can check. Of course, you can't eat it afterwards. So it'll be lekvura or lesreifa, depending on which man yomer you hold up, the Gemara and Temura. That's your other suffix. But, wait a minute, you may be neither a Mitzvah nor a Nazir Tomei. You may, in fact, have just completed a wonderful, typical, thoroughly generic Stam Naziris. In which case, what you ought to be doing is bringing your Korbanot Nazir. What are your Korbanot Nazir? Well, you're supposed to be bringing an Eilas Behema, and a Chatas Behema, and also an El Nazir. Well, you can't bring the Chatas on the Mizbeach, and you can't possibly bring an aisle because you require the Zerah B'Sheila and the Lechem, or because of Chachon Mar. Mekai, if you meet Tzadah, somebody can bring an aisle. So what can you definitely bring? An aisle. So you bring an aisle as Behim. Okay, so the Tiglachat Rishonah, you're maybe the Tziporim for the possible Mitzorah, you're maybe the Chata Ta'of for the possible Nazirus Tuma, and you're maybe an Olat Behimah for the possible Nazirut Torah. Great. The Tiglachat Shniah, let's think it out ourselves. What might the Tiglachat Shniah be? The Tiglachat HaShniyah might be the second Tiglachat of the Mitzvah, which should have come at the end of the 7 days. And now, what would you be bringing if that were the case? Well, you would be bringing the Karban, which is the B'chus HaKippurim element of the Mitzvah, which, generally would consist of Behemoth entirely. Chatas and Arsham, you can't bring those Mitzvah HaSafek. But what you could do, even if you have money, is you could be mafker all your money for a minute. If you're mafkir all your money, you now become an ani. An ani only has to bring, instead of a chatas, an ayla sa'of and a chatas sa'of. But a chatas sa'of can be ba'al sa'afik. So therefore, you would have to bring a chatas sa'of for that, right? Maybe this is your tzorat. On the other hand, maybe you never were a mitzvah. And maybe what you did before, the first time, was your naziris tuma. And maybe you had started your real naziris only at the end of 30 days, after you completed your Nazirat Tuma, correct, dear president? Works out very well. So you're going to have to make sure again that you bring that same carbon again. So I might still be a Nazir Torah this time around. So you're going to have to bring now the Chatas Oath for the possible Tzaraz as an Oni, which you made yourself, and Eilas Behema, because you might be a Nazir Torah right now, and you can only bring the Eilah. You can't bring the other Karbanas. You're not going to be able to bring your Karban Chatas and your carbon shlamim, or maybe you could, but you don't have to bring your shlamim, so you bring your oil spain. Okay. If I were a Nazir. Yes, the first time, finished that. Took care of that already. Yeah. Right? And because if you didn't finish it, it's because you were a Mitzvah. But if you're a Mitzvah, you can't count this towards your Nazir's Tumah. Because we'll see why. But you can't count the possible Tiglachas that was going for Tzaras towards the Nazir's Tumah. So therefore, it can't count towards both of them. So on the tzad that you're a mitzorah, you're handling that. You're bringing the chatas off on the tzad that I'm a mitzorah. On the tzad that you're not a mitzorah, you're certainly not a nazir tameh, because then the first time around when you brought the chatas, you brought that chatas for your tumah, to the zirus tumah. You know, it's the same korban, but it's obviously serving two different purposes, in tiglachat 1 and tiglachat 2. Boy, Eli, you came in a great day. Yeah. And you simply look like you're oozing happiness here. Okay. So now, what do you do on the third tiglachat? Okay, so the third tiglachat, what are you perhaps? Again, you're perhaps a Nazir Tomei, you're perhaps a Nazir Torah. So you bring your Chatas Ha'of and your Olas Behema. On the fourth time around, the only thing you could possibly be at last is a Nazir Torah. So therefore, you bring a full Korban Tahorah, because you may never, all of those Olot that you brought until now might just have been Nedavot, because you might not have been able to bring your Korban yet. It's possible, of course, that they weren't Nedavot, because you might have brought that oil the very first time, when you were maybe a Nazir the end of the first 30 days. So, okay, then it'll be reversed. In other words, then the first oil will be the oil towards your Nazirut. You already brought that, and the oil that you're bringing now will be a gift, And what's left is the remainder of the karbonos that you really could have brought 90 days ago, but you weren't able to because of the suffix. So now you're finally bringing your chatas and your ashim, which you would have liked to bring before, but you couldn't. It's out of suffix. At least now you can bring it bevadai, and you may have indeed 90 days between the oilah and the other karbonos. So what can you do? You're going to bring your el nazir and your chatas now. Your kisba lachatat. The only thing that you brought until now was your kesev la'olah. Are we happy? Mm-hmm. We're very happy. Now, of course, what exactly each time do you think about the previous time? So now you have to rethink, okay, what did I do before that would be nogea what I'm doing now? So we're just going to go through that. Maybe we've already done that in our minds. But, you know, Mara wants to make it clear. Gosh, you look happy too, Abba. No. This is 30 days, whatever the case may be. I mean, we're taking it simple now, the 30 days. So what am I thinking? Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, so Amarta, you said like this, the Tiglacha Rishona, so you're saying the Tiglacha Rishona, you bring the Tziporim, Chata Sa'of, and an Ola Sa'of. Okay, so that's because, look, I mean, Mimon Afshach, this is what you're saying to yourself. You're saying, Mimon Afshach, Shaper Kiyamti. I've done everything right, I got no problem. Because the Ivalei Mitzorahu, if I'm a mitzvah, so then forget about the tumah problem over here. Okay, well, I've done it. Okay, I wasn't another tummy. The first tiglachat now is my tiglachat for the tzorat. Did I bring my little birdies? Yes, brought my little birdies. The tziporim, I brought the chova. Now, I also brought a chata ta'of, which is a sofeh. And, okay, now that, of course, can't be eaten. So that goes l'kfura. Why the Gemara says l'kfura over here, where it's really a machlokas in tumah and has to get itself involved in a machlokas? That isn't clear, but okay. So we take one of the shitas, it's azalik fura. Why am I bringing my oila? Oh, yes, because in case. But in case not, then of course this oila should be in a dava. In case I'm not a tame, this chatas off anyway is azalik fura, and it's bala safi. That's what I'm saying to myself in the event that I am a mitzera and none of the other things. Okay. So now I'm okay. I've got to do my giluach, my second giluach, 7 days later. But legalko tok shiva yefshar. I mean, I certainly can't do a giluach 7 days. I mean, that's ridiculous. I can't do my first giluach either. So I waited 30 days until doing my first giluach. Because yefshar, the yamalav muchlatu. How about if I wasn't a mitzorim at all? And that means that I'm actually now, I may be a nazir. Because I might have been tamei. And now I'm finally keeping my nazir's Torah. And the Torah says, tar lo yavar al roshoa ad melot hayamin. And therefore, if I'm not a mitzorah, you love mitzorah vavei havi, and I was tamei, so then, I can't do that. So my tiglachat shniyah will have to be now after 30 days. So now, what are my karbonos again over here? Okay, let me just review this in my mind. The chata sa'of we took care of, because now as another tamei, I owe a chata sa'of. Okay, but took care of that. I'm okay with that. Tziporim, I did that before. I took care of my tziporim earlier. I didn't have any halachic problems with my tziporim because anyway, avroikoi, those tziporim, they're done outside. So they don't bother anybody. There's no chulun lazara problem. So avroikoi misabdin. Lo havi chulun bazar. Okay, I'm all right with that. My olat beimam, what the heck did I bring an olat beimam for if I wasn't another? Well, okay, I brought it as an atznai. So it was an adaba anyway. Now, if it turns out that I wasn't a mitzera at all and I wasn't a tame at all, so, what did I do with all those things? Oh, yeah. There's a tziporim. I had a tziporim. They didn't bother anybody. I wasn't a mitzvah, but I was just fooling around with some birdies. Okay? I threw the birdies out. So, tziporim, the avroi, kavisav, that was okay. Chatas off, I didn't really do any harm except wasting a bird. So, okay, I mean, that was, I didn't need a bird. I wasn't a nazir. Tomei, I wasn't anything. I was just a regular nazir. Okay, but that was all a klukfura. Why did I bring that olas behema? But that was my chiyav. That first one, that was my chiyav. Whew, took care of that. So, my olas behema was my chova. So, what are you going to do about the asham? How do you bring your carbon asham? Isn't the carbon asham a serious issue? Maybe it could be going according to Rabbi Shimon. I mean, maybe if you're saying, what, maybe he's a mitzvah, maybe he really was a mitzvah. Where's his asham mitzvah? Don't you need the asham mitzvah with the luk shemen in order to be mitzvah? Well, maybe you do, but if you do, it could be going according to Rabbi Shimon. The omer maiti umatne. You can bring, actually, an asham, and you can say, if I'm a mitzera, so this is my carbon asham, here is a luk shemen, and that luk shemen goes together. But if I'm not a mitzera, I could bring a regular shalomim, if I want, the same animal that I'm bringing for an asham, because a shalomim, any animal is right for it. So you know what? I'm going to bring this as a shalmi nedava. What's the problem? And, of course, I'll have to treat it more chomer than I would normally treat shalmi nedava, because I'm going to require shita b'tzofin. Maybe it's kachik kachim, it might be an asham. And I won't be able to eat it the way I normally eat a shalmi nadava, because, I mean, first of all, I don't have the same amount of time, and secondly, I'm a Yisrael. But okay, so we'll treat it the chumra, we'll give it the chumras of the asham also. There's no problem. And, you know, oil. Well, what was there? Put a little oil on your toesies, you know. That's not a problem. So I can be yotz. Others learn you can't do that, but maybe we're going a little bit of Rabbi Shimon. Why don't we bother mentioning that if you require? That's a problem. We're showing it clear. Why we? Maybe only concerning a little bit of Rabbi Shimon. We didn't want to get into it. Okay, so fine. Forget about that problem. We'll handle the osha. Okay. So now I got to think out what I was doing. So that's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yisumas. The tiglachat shniyav shlishit. What about those little birdies that I bought the first time? I don't have to bring them ever again, because if you only bring birdies once. And no matter what, the tyra from the Metzera always takes precedence, because you can't start in Zirut until you complete your Tzara. So therefore, the Tiglachat Shniyav Shlishit, what about those Karbonis? Well, the Tziporin Lo Tzarech. I don't have to worry about that. The Ovid, I did that the first time. Because even if I was a Metzera, I don't worry about it. So what's the problem now? My Ika, what's the problem the second time around? The problem is, what if you were a Metzera Mukhlat, and this is now your second Tiglachat? That's the problem, right? Okay, so fine, but we took care of that already. We had one carbon I brought, which was for the suffix of the sifaro, that was the katas, because I made myself an ani. So I took care of that, and I took care of the second time around, I took care of the katas in the event that I was actually nazir tameh. So I had that there, and I could use I had the same type of katas oh for that. So the katas was also a suffix for tumato. But that's done. We're now up to the tiglachat reviyat. I want to think to myself, what do I do now? The Tiglachat Reviyat, you said, I may be Korban Torah. What do I say to myself? I make a T'nai. And I say to myself, you know, if I was a good, regular, old-fashioned, generic Nazir, right from the beginning, so if I was a Nazir Vadai, so then the very first Eila that I brought that first time around, which was 90 days ago, that was my Eila Shreva, because all of these other things were just fakes, and maybe they don't even count. So I already brought my Eila. That's not a problem. So then why am I bringing an Eila now? Well, because maybe it wasn't an Eila. That was for your chayva. Maybe it was an adava, because maybe you were a mitzera. Maybe you were a nazir tameh. You can't be sure that you brought your... You can't bring your Eila early. You can only bring your Eila when you complete the tiglachas of your nazirus torah. And you're never sure you did that until now. Of course, you're not sure you didn't do it. So therefore, you're saying to yourself, okay, I might have been yotze my Eila. I don't know. So I'll bring another Eila. If I was yotze my Eila, then that one was the one that counted. This one is now given as an adava. Or maybe it was the third one. Wow. Or the second one, actually. Because maybe I wasn't a mukhla. So now I was only ready to keep my Nazirot Tahara. Maybe after taking care of the Tuma, which was the second time. So the next one that I brought maybe was an Eilat. Okay, but whatever one it was. You know, let that one be the one that was with Leva. And now this one will be an additional Nadava. So I got another Eilat to spend. That we talked about it yesterday. Taisus says you don't have to speak. Because anyway, it's understood when you're bringing a carbon, in the case of the two people. It could be that over here also, if you bring it stam, it's understood that it's for whatever, the kind of bring it for whatever possible purpose, if you're this or if you're that. Right, but I mean, it means that this is basically what your intent is. There are some who learn that you have to speak it out anyway, all of these tonight. Because it's only where something is clearly for one purpose, that we say, you're makvet lemishayin and lemashayin. But if you have this problem, that it could have a kabbonah for a suffix, which isn't there, so then you should speak it out. Okay, so now what I'm doing is, the Yoyla Rishayna was my Chova, this Yoyla is an Adava. On the other hand, I might have been a Tommy Animal. So then the Yoylas that I brought first were all Nadavas, and this is my Chova. What am I doing with this El Nazir now, and with this Chatas? Oh, great, because I finally have an opportunity to bring the carbon I wanted to bring all along. At last, Zer Shar carbon. Oh, this is the rest of it, and now I'm Yotze no matter what. All right, speak to my banker, please. Okay, but at least we finished my problems. Now my problem's only beginning. Yeah. Okay, that's in the simple case. No, not really. But that's where you've got Sveikus all around. Abba, are we still friends?
This isn't enough to make the guy be show on the
zeros. Shimon HaTzadik definitely would have said, this is not something I want to get involved in, right? Okay, now how about in another case? How about if you're definitely a Metzora, but you're only Tomei Mitzad HaSafek? So then things get a little bit easier, because at that point, if you're a Tomei Mitzad HaSafek and a Mukhlat as a Vadai, so then Ochel Kodashim V'yachar Shemonu Yamim. If you're a Tomei Vadai, Abiyam Mukhlat Tomei Metzora Vadai, you're a Mukhlat Vadai, in other words, You can do your tiglachat right away, because we learned from the pasuk of Rosho, or Zikano, that we are going to be seiser the nazirus, right? So we'll do the tiglachat. So that's not a problem. Your vaday at mitzera, do your tiglachat immediately, which is the first day of your nazirut. That's when you became the mukhar vaday. And then on the seventh day, you do the second tiglachat, which is also part of the seder, which is now learned out that it's doicha the nazirus. And now you can eat kachin when you bring your carbon on the eighth day. So you've got no problem, at least with that. So your ochel b'kodashim le'acha shmone yamim. However, since you are a tamei mitzad ha-safek, you can only be shote yayin u'metame le'metim le'acha shishim v'shiva yamim. Because since you're a tamei mitzad, you're going to have to keep a naziris for the tumah. So you're saying, what do I need shalashim yom for naziris tumah? Because it's only a safek. So you can't possibly do your tiglachat, because as soon as you finish the tzaras, you might have already started now your Nazirut Torah. So you're going to have to wait until the end of the Nazirut Torah. Do it tiklachat with the same suffix. Maybe I'm doing this as a Nazir Tameh, or maybe I'm doing this as a Nazir Tohar, with the appropriate possible karbonas in place, the Chatas Of and the Oilas Behema, with the Tznaim as necessary. And then at the end of the next period of 30 days, then you can finally eat. But it's only Shishim Veshiva because that day counted in both directions, the 8th day. So, okay, so at the end of 67 days, you got no problem and you definitely completed your Nazirut.
Now, how about if he was a Mukhlat Safek and a Tamei Vadai? Then he will be Ochel B'Kodashim Ba'ach HaShloshim Veshiva Yamin. Now, let's remember, he's a Safek Mitzara. Since he's a Safek Mitzara, he can't possibly do a Tiglachat right away, because he's not allowed to do a Tiglachas if he's a Nazir and not a Mitzara, even though he's Tamei, until after he keeps the 7 days in which he's getting ready to be Tahor, and then he's able to do the Giluah. So he counts those 7 days for his Tuma, in which we're Mazin, Bishlishi, Vishviyah, with the Paraduma, does his Giluah on the 7th day. And now, look, if he was Mitzara, then that counts as his first haircut towards the Tzarat. If he wasn't a Mitzara, then this is the haircut for his Tuma, which means that obviously he's going to have to also bring the various korbanos that we spoke about earlier. He'll have to bring over here his birdies, and he'll have to bring the Chatav Ha'of, Mitzara Safek, for the Nezirut Betuma, because this may be not for Tzarat, it may be for the Tklach Tuma. Okay, we're not getting into the details of the korbanot again. We know what we have to do. And now, he still cannot 7 days later go ahead and do the second tiglachat of the mitzvah, which normally he would do, because what if he were into mitzvah? And if that case, he's now in the middle of counting his nezirut torah, because he already completed the tumah now when he did his first haircut. He can only do his haircut after completing the 30 days of what may be the nezirut torah. At that point, he does a giluach, which will either be the second tiglachat of his tzarat, or it will actually be the completion of his nezirut. So at this point now, once he finishes his tzarat, his second haircut, he then goes ahead and brings now his korban, and at that point he's able now to eat kachim on the 38th day. So that the next day when he brings his korban out, he's finished now the entire process of the two haircuts and the bringing of his mechusar kapora that he did for the tzarat, the possible tzarat. Now, when it comes to getting out of his nezirut, on the other hand, there he's got to take into consideration that he'll only be able to be shotei yayin u'metameh le'metim lachar shivim v'arba ayamim. He's going to need 74 days, because you see, after the 38 days that he completed, since he may have just completed a possible tzarat, because he was a mukhlat b'safek, he never took care of his tumah. He now has to count 7 days towards his tumah in order to be able to have hair, which is lochuf rosho likoro, and now he can cut that, and biyotze, the possibility that he had never taken care of his tuma earlier, and he's only taking care of it now. Because if indeed he was a mitzora, he never dealt with the tuma. On the 8th day, he now begins to count 30 days towards his nezirut tahara, in which case, it means that he's going to require now another 37 days, which has to be added to the original 37, which now brings us up to the 74 days. And on the 75th day, he's now able to go ahead and complete his nazirut, and there's no more problem. He can drink wine, he can be metame le'metim at the end of that process. Now, if he was a nazir who was tamei vadai, u'mukhlat vadai, suppose he was both a mitzara and a nazir tamei. Now, the tzarat has to be taken care of first before we're able to deal with the nazirut. So in that case, we don't have our problem. He can immediately do his haircut because he knows that he's a mitzora, and we learned out of the pasuk that is dochet in the nazirut. We have to take care of that first. So we go ahead, take care of the haircut, first haircut, 7 days later the second haircut, the eighth day we go ahead now and bring the korbanos of the nazir, of the mitzvah, and at that point is able to eat kosher, le'achar shmoneh yomim, no problem here at all. At this point, however, he's not going to be able to drink wine yet, obviously, he hasn't kept his mezirut at all. So he's unable to be shota yayin mitam in the meitim until 44 days, because after he became tar from the tzarat on the eighth day, he once again has to count 7 days towards his tumah, because after all, he's got to be able to do that tigalachat of tumah, and that's only going to be done now after 7 days of growth. Then he has to begin his nezirut Torah. In this case, remember, he knows for a fact that he never did anything towards his nezirut Torah. So after completing now the adding 7 days for his nezirut of tumah to the 8 days of his becoming tohar from his tzarat, he still has to count 30 days towards his nezirut of tahara, which means that on the 45th day, after 44 days, he now has finished definitely the three stages, got rid of his tzaras in two stages, the first tiglacha, second tiglacha. The next stage was he took care of his nezirut tumah after another 7 days with his korbanot. And then the next stage was 30 days, he did his Nezirut Torah, completing it with the korbanot necessarily for the Nezirut Torah, and at that point, mutarlo lishtot yayin, u lehitamil mitim.
Shalvu talmidav es Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Now, all along we've just been assuming, we never really found a makor for the idea that each one of these haircuts has got to be separate. And it's really weird. I mean, why can't we say, the same way that we're bringing our korbanos, we're saying, if I'm this, it should be oiler for this, and if it's that, it should be oiler for that. Why can't I do that for the haircut, too? Instead of waiting each time to do another haircut, I could say, look, if I'm a nazir, so then this should be my tiglachat. And what do I need separate haircuts for?
And who else don't Shimon bar Yochai has the
answer? Exactly, and who else but right now in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer? Shalom Talmidav is right, exactly. Shalom Talmidav is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. A nazir Torah who also has to get his upsharanah. Can he count? No, you're getting me confused. A nazir tahor and a mitzora, could he be yotze? Maushi galeach tiglachat achat v'olala lekan lekan. How about counting his haircut in both directions? And now he should be able to utilize that haircut for bringing both sets of korbanos. He could take care of his naziris and he finished his tzaras at the same time, assuming that it occurred that way. And then he's in really much better shape. No, it should be olala lekan lekan. Amar lam, you can't do that. Eino megaleach. Amar lama, what's the problem? Where does it say in the Torah you can't do that? And here he says a fantastic kiddush with Shimon bar Yochai. We're used to thinking of a haircut as a generic thing. But the truth is that the haircut in the context of a Seder of Tahorah v'Mitzera, or a haircut in the context of a restarting of a Nazirus, or a haircut in the context of that which completes the Nazirut Tahorah, has to be understood not as a generic haircut, but as a haircut that's serving a particular purpose. And that purpose can only be, if used for something else, if it's the same exact type of purpose. The problem is that over here, some of these haircuts are clearly meant as that which makes the bringing of a korban possible. Some of these haircuts are meant as the conclusion of bringing a korban. Some of these haircuts are meant as shaving in order to regrow your hair. And some of these haircuts are meant as shaving in completion of having grown your hair. Now, for God's sake, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you cannot take things out of context. Each one of them means something totally different. Therefore, I'm going to go through with you, this is basically what the Gemara is doing, is setting up now a dialogue between Rav Shimon and his Talmid, to go through each one of the haircuts and to show why they are different. And they cannot match up to serve two purposes because they're contradictory purposes. So he says to them like this, as far as your first question is, that a Nazir Tohar should be able to utilize the Tiglachas of a Mitzera, no way. Because Ilu Zelegadel v'Zelegadel. Look, if the purpose of both of these haircuts in context was to provide for the opportunity to grow your hair, which is the case of the Mitzera. The Mitzera now is doing his Tiglachat. That was our case here. His first Tiglachat is to provide now for the opportunity of growing hair as a Mitzera, Bimei Sefaro, until he's able to do his haircut at the end of the period of the Torah, right? So I'm shaving now, not because I want to be shaved. I'm shaving now in order to grow hair that will allow me to shave as a Mitzera whose entire hair was grown during the Mitzvah. So the purpose of this shaving is in order to be Megadol Seyar. If I'm concluding my Naziris, what's the purpose of my shaving? To complete now the removal of that which was Kodesh in my Naziris. It has absolutely no reference to what's coming. It has reference only to the hair that was, in which case they're serving contradictory purposes. So if both of these haircuts, it's elegadel v'zelegadel, or zelahavir v'zelahavir, so yafatem omrim, that's a good question. Why can't I count it towards two ends? But don't you understand that akshav, the reality is, that the question that you asked, that it should be counted towards the nazir tahor, the nazir now is coming lahavir, and it's the end of his naziris. The mitzorah's first haircut is coming legadel, and it's only now in order to grow the hair to do now at the end of 7 days. So therefore, that's not going to count. Says the Gemara, okay. The Talmid said to him, fine. You answered us in a case where he was cutting his hair for Yamei Chiluto. Why can't it count towards Yamei Sephora? Okay, we understand that case. But how about where the Mitzorah already did his first haircut? And he did that before the Tzaraz. He was Yotzi with that. Before the Naziris, he was Yotzi with that. He's got the Naziris. He puts it off. Now he's holding by his second haircut. The mission made a whole big deal. The second haircut couldn't possibly count. Why couldn't the second haircut count? Towards both. Could it count towards both? Amar Lahem, it still can't count. I mean, it sounds like it can, because both of them are coming for the same purpose. I'm ending now the period of hair growth and completing it, not in order to grow new hair. I'm finishing up with my tzaraas and I'm finishing up with my naziris. You said the whole problem is the context of whether it's for growth or whether it's for conclusion. So here they match. Context is perfect, right? No, he says wrong. Because there's other elements of the context. You're being very naive. Ilu zelif nezri katamim. V'zelif nezri katamim. Let's talk about the context of the haircut in the process of the Tahara. Okay? So we have, basically, two completely opposite contexts. Because when it comes to the Bitzorah, the haircut is done by Yom HaShvi'i. As it says in the Pasuk. V'yom HaShvi'i galach. Rachatz b'mai. Now what? V'yom HaShmini, which is the next day, following the Tiglachat. So now he goes, ahead, yikach shnei kvasim b'nei shana, and so on. Now that's completely the opposite of the nazir, where it says, v'gilach petach ha'omoyed, v'lakach sa'ar ha'nazir. What does he do with it? V'natan ha'la'isha shetachat zilach ha'shlamim. That means he's already brought his carbon, and now this is the conclusion of his carbon. So that means for the mitzvah, it's coming in order to provide for bringing the carbon on the eighth day. For the nazir, it's coming as the conclusion of the entire ritual of bringing the carbon. Now, how can you compare the context of those tiglachot, they are mamish, the opposite in intent and context. Therefore, they can't be both. So, ilu zelif nezri katamim v'zelif nezri katamim. Yafetem omrim. But, aval akshav, the reality is that the mitzorah is mentioned clearly in the pasuk as the tiglachot being the preparation for bringing the carbon on the next day. So, it's by definition lif nezri katamim. Whereas the nazir is meant to be brought after the carbonus. So, it's liachasir katamim. All right, so Okay, I got that part. But why can't we count it towards Yemei Tzara'ato v'tumato? Now we got you. Because there we handle both contexts. There you need to have a haircut, in each case, followed by regrowth, both cases, followed by Zrikat Amin, in both cases. Why can't we count it towards both? If it's towards the Naziris Tumah. And of course, it was one of the cases of the Mishnah where we had the Naziris Tumah and the Tzaraas. Now what? Why does that have to be separated into different issues? Amar Lahem, you're still being naive. Because there's another context that you didn't think about. What is the presence of this haircut doing in the context of his personal Torah? Forget about the Korbanos. Forget about his haircut. Where is the placement of this haircut in terms of Tefillah? So he said to them, "Ilu zelif nei biat ma'im, v'zelif nei biat ma'im." Yafa atem omrim. Then it would be fine. It would be very nice. The problem, however, is that in reality, ela tamei, the tamei, the nazir tamei. So what does it say? V'gilach et rosho biyom taharato. Correct. Now biyom taharato, we darshan that means beferish, because it repeats biyom hashmini galchenu. So we darshan that it has to be biyom taharato la'achar taharato. That's why it's biyom taharato. So after going to the mikveh, then he's yegalchenu. So that means it's la'achar b'yasmai. But the mitzvah, it says, b'yom ha'shvi'i galach kol sarov v'rachatzet b'sarov b'mai, after the b'gilach ha'tzaro. So that means that it's basically a Mark Spitz job. You know, you got to first shave and then get into the water. Okay? So if that's the case, it's a completely different nature of shaving. So it goes into the mayim v'tahar. So therefore, the mitzvah is the v'yad mayim. And therefore, you cannot count it. So we now have three different elements that need to be taken into consideration in recognizing the haircut. What is the context of this haircut? What is its functionality? Is it coming as the ma'afshir of a korban? Is it coming as the ma'afshir of a tefillah? Is it coming as the ma'asher of regrowth, or is it exactly the opposite? It's coming as the result of tefillah, it's coming as the result of karma, it's coming at the conclusion of growth, and therefore, if you take all of those issues into consideration, you cannot get a match, which is why we need to do each one of these separate, so they're all basically based on a simple analysis of the Seder HaDvarim in comparing the Nozer Tomei, Nozer Tor, and the Mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That is rather amazing. What Rav Aharon is saying is a drastically powerful question. But isn't the tiglachat of Kol Saro innately different than tiglachat Rosho? That we should count one towards the other? I mean, one is basically an anti-hair campaign, and the other is a haircut.
Right.
I mean, if we said the haircut, if anything, that shows that it's truly different. That's amazing. Okay. So that the Gemara doesn't raise. Now, there's another, this it says Omrulo, but this Omrulo is, so Tosfos says Omrulo over here is a Loshon Acher. Right? It's Loshon Achrina. It's Omrulo. Tosfos, it actually says this in some Sforim. So it's like it's the Loshon Acher. So Omrulo, Yofa Amarta Shalot Ta'ale Loli Mei Seforo Lenezirutov. Why not? This is a repeat in different words of the question. It should count. This was our first question that they had after he gave them the answer. Let it count because Zelagadel, the Zelagadel, both of them now are basically there in order to restart Gidol Seyar. How come we don't actually count it there? So that would be a restatement of question number two. So according to this, Amar Lahem, he told them, Im Nazir Tahor, Vu Mitzora. Zelagadel v'zelavir. Look, explain your case better, okay? If you're talking about a Nazir Torah and a Mitzorah, it's not the same. Zelagadel v'zelavir. If you're talking about a Nazir Tomei and a Mitzorah, then you have another problem. Zelifnei biyatamayim v'zeliyachar biyatamayim. And indeed, v'chein, this is like saying we also have a Braita, which Tani said outside of the context of the Shimon bar Yochai's conversation with his Talmidim, in which Tani Revi Chia, Zelifnei biyatamayim v'zeliyachar biyatamayim. Without explaining himself very much, but allowing you to understand the nature of the context where you figure out these are the answers. What the questions are, you can play your own game of Jeopardy here. Okay. Nazir Shayatame b'safek u'muchlat b'safek. Ochel b'kadashim achar shishib yom v'shot ha'yayir b'tamil b'itim achar meyav v'esrim yom shetiglachat ha'nega doche tiglachat ha'nazir b'zman shu vaday. He has to be maybe tziporim on the tzad of the first tiglachat on the mitzorah. Chatata of, because after all, he may also need to be mitzaher from his problem of tuma, the olat beima, in case he never was either, and he's a nazir tahor, all of which, of course, are brought with im, as we'll see later on. Shni'ah, he still may be now, may be chatat ha'ov, because he may also be now a mitzora, who's finished his second one, and he may be a nazir tahor, in which case it's an olat beima, because he already took care of his nazirut tumea original. Shlishit may be chatata of v'olat be'ima, in case he was a mitzvah, now he's got to take care of his nazirut tuma. And, of course, he may not have been tamei, but might have been a mitzvah, in which case he just finished his nazirut tara. So he has to also bring the olat be'ima. The revius may be korban torah, and that's all. Now, Amrit, let's just go through it over here. Tiglachat rishon may be, okay, the reason for that is, because he thinks to himself, look, Mamanavshach, I've covered all my bases. I mean, Shabra Kiyamti, because the Ivare Mitzorahu Velavta Mehu, so I already brought the birdies, the Tzforin of the Chavato. Okay, the Chatasov, that was anyway, that's Bala Sofik, that's also the Kfura, so I don't get into trouble for that. The Ola, I can always bring as an Adava, so that's fine. How come I can't now do my giluach 7 days later? Because maybe I wasn't a mitzvah. In which case, I'm going to be over on Tar Lo Yavol Rosh Ha'ad Melot Ha'amim. So if I wasn't a mitzvah, so now what about my Nazir's Tumah? Maybe I was a Tomei. Okay. So then the Chatas Ha'Of is Me'ikar Adin. I already took care of the Tziporin. It's Tziporin of Roikoi. And that was a problem, was no problem. That's Kamisavdin. Lo Havi Chulun Ba'Zorah. The Yolas Be'ima, anyway, that wasn't a problem either. I brought that as an Adava. If I never was a Mitzor and I never was Tamei either, so it's also not a problem because the Tziporin is on a, is thrown out anyway. So that's Tziporin of Roikoi in Misavdin. The Chatas Ha'Of, okay, I didn't need that because it wasn't Tomei either, but that was the Kvura. Ah, so then that first Behema, that was my Chova. But what if you were a Mitzvah and you didn't bring your Karban Asha? Oh, by Asha. Well, it's going a little bit of a shimmy over my Tiamatma. So you make it tonight, then in the event that it's not meant to be my Asha Mitzvah, I'm bringing it as a Shalom. Okay, the Tiglachat Shniyavish Lishit certainly don't require any more Tziporin. I took care of that. The dog. So what's the suffix now on the Shniyav Shlishit? Okay, the worst you can have is like this. I mean, Dilma Vadei Mukhlatu. And okay, so I may be indeed a Mitzora now that needs to bring his Karbanot. I'm bringing I made myself an Oni. I'm going to bring my Chatas Ha'Av. And so, okay, Chodol suffix for all. Of course, I may not be. I may be a Nazir Tamei. Okay, but I did that too. Chodol HaSavik Tumato. I took care of those issues. The Tiglachat Revi'it, I can now only have to worry about a Korban Torah. Of course, it has to be with a Tanai. That if I was a Nazir in the first place, nice and simple, so then the first Eila that I brought, that was my real Chova. Why am I bringing another one now? This one's an Adava. If I was both a Tamei and Mukhlat, so then all the first Olas that I brought were Adavas. And now I'm bringing my chovah together with, oh, Baruch Hashem, the rest of my karbonas, and now I've got my chatas and my shlomi, my el nazir, hakol b'seder. How about if it was a tamei mitzad asafik, but it was a mukhlat vadai? So then he can be over kachem lakashmoni yomi mitzana problem because he's vadai doche his naziras for a mukhlat vadai. So that only takes 8 days to take care of. So he can already start eating kachem after. Brings his karbonis, he's no longer Mechusik Kippurim. Now, how about his Nazir as well? His Nazir is a little bit more complicated because over there he's got a problem of tummy, right? So he may be a Nazir tummy, so he's got to take care of that, and he may not be, so he can't simply go ahead and be Migaleach. So he's got to now go and Metam Elamatim only La'achashishim Vishiva Yamin because of his fakes. A mukhlat safek, but a tamei vadai. So what about him? So he can certainly be oko b'kotchum lakashloshim mishiva yami. Because over here, since he's a tamei vadai, so he takes care of his tzoras. So that takes him basically the first time if he's a mitzera. So he's got after 30 days, mitzad safek. He goes ahead now and brings his carbon. 7 days later, he can also bring his karma, but problem is that might have been for his, might have been that he's also Nazir Tamei. So he's in Shoshi Yain and Matam Lamei Salakashivim Viarba Ayamim. He's now going to need now, after keeping the Tahira, he's going to need another 30 days to finish his Naziris Tahara. How about if he's a Tamei Vade and a Mukhlat Vade? So then it could be Ochel Kachem Le'Akashmoni Yomim, also no problem. There's no additional complications for being Tamei Meis. He could become Tor from Tamei Meis, even already in the first 7 days. He can't eat right away because he's also Mechusik Kippurim, because he's also Vadai Mukhlat. Okay, so he brings his Korbanos on the 8th day. Now, he could be Shosi Yayin Le'Tamei Le'Meisim only after 44 days. Shalut Amidav is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Another Torah and a Mitzorah. Could you be migaleach one tiglachat that would count for both? Maushi galeach tiglachat achat volelo lekan lekat. Amarla, absolutely not. And a migaleach, I'm not a loma. I'm not a mean because ilu zela gadel vzela gadel or zela havir vzela havir. You'd have a good question. Nyafatem omri. But the reality is not that way because akshav the nazir is you said a nazir tar, so a nazir tar is la havir. The mitzera his first tiglachat. Is the gadel? That's for his chiluto. Okay, so fine. We'll ask you another question then. Lo talolo le mei chiluto? Okay, I understand. But talolo le mei sfaro, because then both of them are lahavir. Amar lahem. Well, if neizrikatamim, you might have a taina. Yofatem omrim. But alakshav, it's not that way, because in reality, Mimetzora is coming bedavka lifnei zrikata, means matter of fact, all day earlier. Whereas the nazir is coming after your aribaz kabban, it's lachas because I'm supposed to take the air and throw it under the carbon's already cooking. Okay, very good. So lo talalo lemeitzara tov and zero tov. But why can't it count towards his yemeitzarat and his zero tumah? Because over there, both of them would be the gadel, and both of them would be now for the lefezri kasdami. Omar lahem, well, you'd be right if he lezel lefnei biat mayim for his tyra, lezel lefnei biat mayim, not as a tefillah for his tyra. So then fine, then it'd be in the same context. Yafatam omri. Problem is, in reality, the aksha of the tamei is only going to be now doing his tiglachat after his tefillah. Le'achar biat mayim. Whereas the mitzorah does his erkat lifnei biat mayim. And therefore, we have three different elements which preclude ever combining any of these tiglachot. Loshnacher. Amrulo yafa matushlo talelo mesifarol in the zero to. Tamel talelo mechiluto vetumato. We're over there, zelagadel, zelagadel. Amar lahem. Okay, what's the case? If he's a nazir tahor, I already explained to you. If he's a nazir tahor mitzorah, it can't mix because zelagadel is zelavir. If we're talking about a nazir tamein as a mitzorah, there's the other issue. Zelif nebi admaim, zeliacha bi admaim. Toni rebi chia. Zelif nevi atmaim, zeliacha bi atmaim, zelif nevi katamim, vezeliachar zrikatamim.